Armadoxy for today, Holy Thursday, darkness. Holy Thursday is remembered as the night that after Jesus broke bread with his disciples at the Last Supper, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was betrayed by Judas, arrested, tried, tortured, mocked, humiliated, and finally sentenced to death. In the Armenian Church, the evening is marked with a service called Khavarum, which means darkness, during which the Passion narrative, from the perspective of the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is read aloud in church. Following the story, the evening unfolds, portraying God, who has humbled himself to understand his creation, and now we, the created, have an opportunity to understand our God, our Creator. Seven different passages from the Gospels are read during the evening, intertwined with the singing of a sharagan, a hymn called Aisor Anjar, written by Saint Nerses Shnorhali, the 12th century Armenian Church theologian and Catholicos. Alphabetically arranged according to each letter of the 36 letters of the Armenian alphabet, the hymn follows the Passion of Christ by juxtaposing ideas and events that stimulate wonder, ponderings, and meditation on the events of this night. As the evening progresses, one by one, the candles in the church are extinguished until the congregation is left in complete darkness, hence the name Khavarum. As the narrative and the passion plays out, the light of the world, Christ, is betrayed and executed. In the darkness, you contemplate what the world would be like without Christ in our midst, without the light of the world. When we began our Holy Week, I asked you to walk with Jesus to the cross. Tonight is the night of light and darkness. Somewhere in the shadows of the night, you actually see darkness. It is not emptiness or the absence of light, but darkness that begs to be lit. You are in the courtyard now. The trial is taking place inside. Peter is about to deny Christ. You hear the moans and cries of your Savior. You notice the indifference of the people. You hear the lies of the religious establishment. And in between, you ask yourself where and how you stand. Who is Jesus? Who is he to you? The reaction to God's action unfolds this week for us all.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.